And on the mound is Hunter Martin, and the first pitch to him is a strike called right at the knees, 0-1.
That's your Jay Mullins Jewelry time of the first pitch, which, John, is 5:58, just a tad early here tonight. Jay Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank and next door to Fuji's.
Martin throws one in the dirt, and the count even at a ball and a strike. Dylan McCreary, the left fielder. And we'll give you the defense here in just a second. McCreary, right-handed batter, steps in there. Here's the wind and the pitch. That one sails outside. Count goes two balls and a strike. Martin with a little hesitation in his little hitch in his delivery. Defensively, Clay Skipworth is in left. Chance Johnson in center field. And over in right field, we have Heath Hamby. There's a strike call, and count even at two balls, two strikes. Snyder at short. He's flanked by Fleener over at second. Austin Lane's at third. Austin Reynolds is at first base. And the catcher is Alex Brown. And here's the wind of the pitch swung on at the plate. Count even, two ball, two strike. That stung a little bit. I think he took that off the shin. McCreary, Boyd, and Strickland. And speaking of that, why don't you go ahead and try to get the starting lineup here brought to you by Bob Parks Realtor, Sunette P., AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies.
Well, you gave Dylan McCreary, who's up there battling right now. Connor Boyd, the shortstop, will bat second. Anthony Strickland will play center and bat third. Batting cleanup, Tyler Gross, the first baseman. Zach Bay will DH in the fifth hole. It's Josh Adams playing third and batting sixth. Corey Comer will play second base and bat seventh. Austin Barrett playing right and batting eighth. Batting ninth will be Jeremy Noe, the catcher. And Damon Shaw is on the mound for the Smyrna Bulldogs. 11-10 on the year, and they're 2-4 in District 7 AAA play. And I'll give you Blackman here as we can get to it.
Here's the wind and the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on, pretty well hit. On his horse is Johnson. He's under it and makes the catch for out number one. So McCreary flies to the center fielder Johnson for the first out here in the top of the first.
For Blackman at the bottom of the inning, Clay Skipworth will lead off and play left. Heath Hamby in right field will bat second. Will Schneider, the shortstop, batting third. Batting fourth, Chase Johnson, the center fielder. The DH is Ian Mitzfield. He will bat fifth. Logan Fleener batting sixth and playing second. It's Alex Brown catching and batting seventh. Batting eighth, Austin Reynolds, the first baseman. And batting ninth, Austin Lane, the third baseman. Pitching, Hunter Martin.
And Connor Boyd steps in there. He's got an 0-1 count. Martin swings, liner in the center, and a base hit. So a one-out single for Mr. Boyd. And that brings up Anthony Strickland, the center fielder.
Martin had to duck and cover on that one.
Martin's got an interesting delivery, and of course we can't televise, but can kind of tell you, he kind of, when at his leg kick, he kind of hesitates, right? Right before he delivers the ball. It's kind of Tommy Hansen-like, but with the leg, not the arm. Runner at first, one out. Here's the wind and the pitch. Breaking ball in there. It's in for a strike, 0-1.
John mentioned all the games going on. Smyrna Blackman here, of course. This is all baseball. Siegel at Oakland tonight. We'll broadcast the third game of that series on Wednesday. Riverdale at Laverne, Christian School at Eagleville, and Central Magnet versus DeKalb County over at MTSU. That's all baseball.
There's a bouncer through the left side and through for a base hit. Boyd stops at second, so Smyrna's got something going. As Strickland singles between short and third. Runners at first and second, and only one out. And Tyler Gross, the batter, first baseman for the Bulldogs.
More on that extended Rick's Barbecue County Roundup in softball. Oakland is at Smyrna. Riverdale, of course, just across the way at Blackman. Forest at Eagleville. The Christian School is at Cascade and Central Magnet at DeKalb County. All of that on your Rick's Barbecue County Roundup. Rick's Barbecue with two locations on Warrior Drive, dine-in and drive-through, and Rick's Barbecue to go on Memorial Boulevard.
Runners get their lead at first and second. Morton from the stretch, or Martin, and it's a strike call on the outside corner. You know, you were talking about the close games Blackman's been in, and Brian, it was only 2-1 Riverdale in the game Rafferty and I did, that they had that big fifth inning, Riverdale.
That's when the wheels kind of came off on it.
The floodgates opened. 0-1, here's the pitch. Swung on, grounder to second, could be two, flip to second, one, on to first, two. It's a double play, and Hunter Martin gets out of the first inning jam. No runs, two hits, and there was nobody left. The double play erased everybody. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Smyrna nothing, Blackman coming to bat.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
This is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard, right behind the Green Bank and beside Fuji's. My granddad taught me early on, you just treat people like you want to be treated, and people will keep opening up your door. We are going to make sure you get a quality product. We're going to make sure that you get great service. That's just been the way we've always done business. West Northfield Boulevard, right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by First Bank, where you matter most. J. Mullins Jewelry, it's Carpets by Osborne out on Broad Street. Jerry Potts Car Care, Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, and a shout out to the fans. Amy Smith is one taking up the dollars and cents out there at the gate. She is one of the receptionists and secretaries and pretty much the mind behind the operation at Fans Heating and Air, I hear. Most are. Alton Fan has a lot to do with it, I'm sure, but I want to say hello to her. She asked for a shout-out.
I want to have a shout-out. Allie Grace Jackson, happy birthday. Little granddaughter's 3 years old today.
Three today, huh?
And look where I'm at, right here with you.
Yeah, but you
all,
had a,
all famous events, you know, all, everything that's happened to me in my life, you're with me.
You had a big birthday. She had
yeah,
a big
she had
party
a great birthday
Saturday.
Party, yeah.
Get everything she wanted? More than what she
yeah,
wanted?
Yeah, yeah. But she's not ready to drive. She got a Barbie car. Not ready to drive yet. Several accidents.
It takes after grandma.
Jeremy Noe on the mound for Smyrna. The left-hander kicks and fires and throws a strike right down the middle to Clay Skipworth, the left fielder.
Your wife doesn't listen, does she?
Sometimes.
Uh-oh. Could be in trouble.
Especially the early part of the game.
Like right now?
Yeah, about the time you're talking. 0-1 pitch and drops down a little low. One ball, one strike. Boy, Smyrna had a scoring threat in that first, but a double play helped out Hunter Martin. Jeremy Noe with left-hander kicks and fires. Swung on. High pop, right side. Over comes Gross. He's got it for out number one. So an easy first out for Noe. That brings up Heath Hamby, the right fielder.
Wind kind of blowing, John, from right field to left field, and pretty stout at times, kind of gusty. I think there's a front going to move through and cool things down just a little bit, but no rain with it. Sunny skies here.
We dodged a bullet, didn't they? Had some really bad weather. That same front caused a lot of problems a little west of us. Pitches a ball, 1-0. Defensively for Smyrna, Jeremy Noe doing the catching of Damon Shaw. What did I call him? Jeremy Noe? That's Jeremy Noe's catching. Damon Shaw's the pitcher. Connor Gross at first. Corey Comer at second. Connor Boyd at short. Josh Adams over at third. And the outfield left to right, Dylan McCrary, Anthony Strickland, and Austin Barrett. Damon Shaw, the left-hander on the mound for Smyrna. Got a 2-0 count here. The pitch. Took a little something off. Got a strike in there. 2-1 to Hamby. No score. We're in the bottom of the first. Brian has been a news hound.
Well,
all kinds of exciting news going on.
We haven't mentioned that. I guess it would be a good opportunity to do that.
There's a pitch inside. Three balls and a strike. I have a new ball starting in, what, July?
Yeah. Rutherford County Board of Education today voted unanimously to name Don Odom the next director of Rutherford County Schools. That news just coming in.
We stayed local.
Yeah.
3-1 pitch, chopped up to the mound. Going to be a tough play. Sean Shaw bobbles it, throw to first. In time, got it by about a half a step. Good play, and Damon Shaw did a good job of staying with that. 1-3 on the putout. That brings up Will Snyder, the shortstop.
Not once, but twice did he have trouble picking that ball up and then just threw a strike over there to Gross at first.
I think there were two keys to that play, Brian. He got off the mound very quickly, and even though he bobbled it a couple of times, he still was able to throw him out. And I really don't think Hamby got out of the box very quickly. Here's the pitch. Bunts one. Going to test Shaw again. Throw to first. They're going to say safe as he dropped the ball. Gross did.
That's good umpiring right there. The umpire behind the plate couldn't see because his back was Gross's back was to him, and he kind of dug it out of the dirt. The home plate umpire made that call, and it was the right one.
We're going to wait and see how they score that. It was a bang-bang play. Tough play, but I think if Gross holds on to the ball, he's out. We'll wait on the official scoring for that. We may not get one. So far, we haven't. Here's the stretch. Pitch to the plate. Strike call to Chance Johnson. Nonetheless, Snyder down at first base. Left-hander checks the runner, Snyder, at first. Pitch to the plate, swung and on and missed on a fastball. Shaw can throw some smoke. There's two out.
There was much discussion on that, but they're going to say that's an error, John.
Okay, that would be E. I guess the throw was low, so we're going to give it on Shaw. Runner going, but it doesn't matter because Chance Johnson strikes out swinging, the first strikeout for Damon Shaw. We've completed one. No runs, no hits in that inning, and we're ready for the second inning. Our score, 0-0, Blackman, Smyrna. State Farm Friend Baseball.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dolan Barrett with my BPF, best pizza friend, Jill. And her parents just don't get us.
They just don't understand how good it is. A special blend of cheese, the sauce, the crunchiness.
The dough, the ingredients, the square slices. Jill, that's why we'll always be BPFs. See you at Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
You'll feel the difference at Jerry Potts Car Care when you walk in the door at 2420 Southgate Boulevard.
It's family. I feel we offer an alternative to having to go to the dealer.
That's Stacy Potts Orphis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We treat everybody with respect. We're going to fix their vehicle how we would fix our own vehicle and make it safe. And we stand behind everything.
Jerry Potts Car Care, just off South Church by the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage brought to you in part by Ideas Tees, operators of Lightning's Locker Room. They bring you this half inning, located at 910 Richley Road, just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Put your logo on just about anything, screen printing, embroidery, and more. At Ideas Tees, it's Bay Adams and Comer due up here for the Smyrna Bulldogs. In the top of the second, it's scoreless, John.
Hunter Martin on the mound for his second inning of work, and the pitch is outside.
Good hit, Hunter.
Make that a strike called outside corner, 0-1. Zach Bay, the designated hitter, followed by Josh Adams and Corey Comer. Here's the wind and the pitch. There's a strike. This time, got it in on him, and he's out front 0-2. No runs, two hits, one error for Blackman. Make that Smyrna. No runs, no hits, no errors for the Blaze. That one's just a little in the dirt. One ball, two strikes now to Zach Bay. Josh Adams would be next, followed by Corey Comer. Bay is the number five hitter for Smyrna. Going for their third district win tonight. Here's the wind by Martin. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. First strikeout for Martin.
Now batting at third base in the cup.
So one out here in the top of the second. Brings up Josh Adams, the third baseman. Right-handed batter getting ready to step in here. Some clouds. I guess you'd call it partly cloudy. Martin looking in to Brown. Steps off the rubber. Now he's ready. Here's the wind and the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1. Smyrna mustered two hits in that first inning, but a ground ball double play induced by Martin got him out of it. Swung on, good cut, swung on, fouled away, back out of play. Back toward the concession stand. And it's 0-2 to Adams. Beautiful field out here at Blackman High School. 320 down the left field and right field lines. The pitch stays up a little bit. 375 dead away center. Power alleys, 355 in left and right center. Wind blowing out toward left tonight. Here's the wind by Martin and the pitch to the plate. Swung on, another good cut. This one back toward Brian. You've been up and down a lot tonight. You're just all over the place.
I got it.
You bring your glove?
Yeah.
One ball, two strikes.
Brought everything else.
Braves baseball to follow right after this game. Pitch is in the dirt. Good stop by Brown. Count even, two balls, two strikes. Well, I know one thing. The mustard dispenser works here at the stadium.
It does now. Thanks for fixing it, by the way.
The whole right side of my being. There's a swing, a bouncer to second. Scooped up, bobbled a little by Fleener, but hangs on and makes the play for out number two. 4-3 on that put out. So two away quickly brings up Corey Comer, the second baseman.
John, Oakland and Oakland and Siegel scoreless after one. And let's see, the Eagles score five runs on four hits. Three walks, three Cougar errors, and the score is 5-2, a final.
Strike call.
5-2, Eagleville, a winner. That one's already over. That was an early game. 5-2, Eagleville winning that one.
Here's a pitch, swung on, pretty well hit, left field, going back, it's off the wall. Coming up with it is Skipworth, plays it off the fence, and with a two-out double, it's Corey Comer. That ball was well struck. Third hit for Smyrna. That brings up Austin Barrett with a chance to give Smyrna the early lead again. Brian, we are going to be at MTCS tomorrow.
That's right.
It's you and I.
Second game in that series, and then the third game in the Oakland Siegel series from Oakland on Wednesday night. Baseball back-to-back-to-back nights.
Well, actually, I'm back-to-back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah, you got some softball Friday, Thursday, right?
That's right. We'll be back over here. Two outs, runner at second. Here's the pitch to the plate. That one just missed inside to Austin Barrett, the right fielder.
Got to be careful what pitch you give him, John. If he gets one out of the infield, it could score a run.
Well, that ball by Comer just missed by about a foot going out of here. One ball, no strikes. Martin checks the runner. Here's the pitch to the plate. Just a little low. Two balls, no strikes. I think the cold front may have just come in about 5 minutes ago, actually.
The temperature has dropped just a tad.
2-0 the count to Barrett. No would be next. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. Fastball on the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Third hit for Smyrna. Martin got out of the first with no damage, trying to get out of the second as well. Here's the stretch, checks the runner. 2-1 pitch, swung on, this one's well hit. Going back is Johnson. Now Skipworth, it's Skipworth for the catch for out number three. So Hunter Martin strands another one. No runs, one hit, and one left for Smyrna. We go to the bottom of the second. Blackman nothing, Smyrna nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We do one senior at a time.
Alan Loveless.
We're trying to create something new and different for each senior and give them our full attention. This is what I love, and this is what we do. And that's why we've been here so long, and we just had a great record of producing beautiful portraits for young people.
Get that yearbook photo done at the school's photographer and then call 890-1558 to capture the perfect images that will last a lifetime. Loveless Fine Photography, 890-1558.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and in most cases offer fast same-day service. Also call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Allsup offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Be sure to tune in next time to the First Bank pregame show. First Bank, where you matter most. And the postgame show, well, that's our Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. It's award-winning. Emmys, Minis, you just never know. ESPYs?
ESPYs.
That's awesome. What award will it be next?
Wishful thinking. Ian Mitzelfield is he is stepping in, the designated hitter, to face Damon Shaw, who had a relatively easy first inning. Left-hander kicks and fires. Pitches down low, a ball, 1-0. Braves-Mets to follow this game tonight. Braves going for win number 6 in a row after dropping the first 4. That's just amazing. I heard you say something to Monty this afternoon. I hope they're not that streaky. Me too. Swinging a foul, but they've got two great pitching performances from Minor and Beachy. And, boy, they can get that kind of pitching. They're going to be tough.
I was a little worried about the bullpen yesterday, but they held on.
Well, kind of put in the 11th pitcher on the team, the 12th, Mr. Durbin. Pitch is a strike called. 1-2. You listen to watch those Braves. If you follow Braves and they follow the Braves blogs that they have, boy, there's some hilarious stuff on there. 1-2. Swung on, fly ball, pretty well hit. Overcomes Barrett. He's got it for the out. One away here in the second. Brian, they call some of them, they remember people that didn't pitch well or didn't play well. They'll just throw their name out there. Chris Ritzma was one of them that they talk about. Danny Cole but still mentioned, Danny Cobb or whatever his name was. Boy.
He made a lasting impression, didn't he?
You like the new uniforms? Did you see them?
I do.
Sunday
I do.
Or
like
Friday?
Like
what night was it? Saturday?
It was Saturday. Night, wasn't it?
I don't know. Yeah, Saturday. Well, they look great.
So weekend homies.
That's back in my era, son. 66, 67, 68. 1-0. Here's the pitch. One misses. 2-0.
Glad to see Chipper playing well.
That's right. In 69, the Braves uniforms looked almost like the Yankees. They were similar, very similar. Pinstripes and with an A and a blue cap. That was all they had. That was 69 uniforms. Pitches down low. 3-0 now.
I don't like the small A.
Logan Fleener's the batter, by the way. You don't like the little A, the small no. little A? Or this? You're talking about the A they wear now is okay.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
There's a strike. 3-1 to Logan Fleener, the second baseman.
Alabama stole that, by the way. They just put a little hook on it or something, you know.
All those Bama fans out there. Brian Barrett's email address, let me give it to you. And he walks Fleener. So the second base runner, still no hits for the Blaze, but they've had a base runner both innings. Alex Brown is the catcher, and he will be batting here with the runner at first and one out. Damon Shaw in a scoreless battle here with the Blaze. We're in the bottom of the second.
Tomorrow night on State Farm Prep Baseball, we'll be at MTCS as Eagleville travels over there, and John will have election coverage with Bart Walker intermittently throughout the night.
Oh, I love that. There's a pop-up and a great effort by Josh Adams, but he couldn't come up with it, and both runners are safe. That's about all he could do, Brian. If he tries to play it on a hop, I think Brown beats it, so I've got to give him a hit there.
I would say so. That'd have been a tough play.
So the first hit for the Blaze. And Damon Shaw now in some second inning problems. Runners at first and second and only one out. And Austin Reynolds, the batter. And Austin can swing the bat.
So we score that a bunt single for the Blaze, and they get their first hit of the game.
Here's the wind in the pitch. Kind of got him to chase one inside.
0-1 to Reynolds. He'd be followed by Austin Lane and then the top of the order in Skipworth. So Blackman with a little threat here. Wine from the left-hander. Here's the pitch. Sails outside. A ball and a strike. Brian mentioned three baseball games this week and one softball game. So plenty of action for you each and every night. Pitch by Shaw, jammed him again, and Reynolds swings and pounds it off his foot. One ball, two strikes.
Then we have Riverdale at Siegel Baseball next Monday.
Then it's softball week.
Then three softball games in a row.
1-2 the count here.
The baseball teams are playing two series, really, in a matter of about 7 or 8 days, and it's kind of a tough schedule.
If we don't cover them, we might miss them.
that's true.
Really.
Because they're playing
like a wink.
Well, they've already played two series, and they're playing two this week, and then they've only got two more before the season's over with.
1-2 pitch to Reynolds. Swung on, fouled back to the screen. Actually hit the pole back there. Fleener is at second. Over at first is Brown. They have a runner for Mr. Brown down there. I think they probably do. Let's look and see.
Kent.
Jamie Kent running. Got a big lead down there, both base runners. Shaw checks him. Here's the pitch to the plate. Swung on and missed. Went outside with him and struck him out. The second strikeout for Shaw. And it's going to bring up Austin Lane. If the Blaze are going to do any damage here in the second, it's going to take a two-out hit from Austin Lane, the third baseman.
Two more weeks in the regular season. Can you believe that after this week?
Seems like we're just now getting warmed up.
I know it. Then we start tournaments. District tournament will be first up, obviously.
Here's the pitch by Shaw. Same pitch, just about. Jammed him inside and swung and fouled away by Lane. Top of the order, Skipworth is next, and I don't think Damon Shaw wants to see Mr. Skipworth here in this inning anyway.
Not with two on, that's for sure.
The left-hander checks the runners. 0-1 pitch. Took a little something off. Well, not really, but a little something off a fastball, and it's a ball and a strike. Two out. At the break, I'll be putting on my jacket, spreading some more mustard on the other side of my shorts. Had a big accident today.
They look almost Hawaiian.
It's a really terrible accident. How am I going to explain that to the missus?
Maybe you don't.
Old age is tough. It really is. A ball and a strike. Here's the pitch. Took something off, and that one misses. Two balls and a strike to Lane. We're in the bottom of the second. No score. Blackman Smyrna. And they've just started the national anthem down there at the softball field.
They did. They're about ready to get underway out there.
Here's the 2-1. Runner's going. Throw down to third is going to be. What's the call? In time. Got him. Caught stealing. And that's going to end the inning for Blackman. No runs. A hit. There was one left. And we have completed two now. It's Smyrna nothing, Blackman nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
The time is now. Bob Woods Auction. The time is now.
Estate auction Saturday, April the 21st at 1210 Glaze Court. A one-owner, three-bedroom, two-bath brick home will be auctioned off, plus furniture, glassware, appliances, and shop tools also will be auctioned off. This auction is Saturday, April the 21st at 10 a.m. in Murfreesboro at 1210 Glaze Court. See pictures at BobParksAuction.com.
Bob's Auction.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, just off Sam Ridley Parkway at 721 President Place. Get to a better state, State Farm, with agent Monty King, 220-2210.
strike is called to the right-handed hitter. Jeremy Noe as we lead off the third. No score, Smyrna Blackman.
Query and Connor Boyd all do up here in this inning.
Here's the wind in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him reaching. Hunter Martin in his third inning has been in some trouble in both innings, but has survived and still hasn't given up a run. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball outside.
John,
two balls, two strikes, Brian.
Update on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. After one, at Laverne, Riverdale 4, Laverne nothing. And after two, it's still scoreless, Oakland and Siegel on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Two pitch, swung on, foul back, right to the screen.
Eagleville defeated Middle Tennessee Christian School at Eagleville. They played that game, started about 4:30. Beat the Christian School 5-2. Tomorrow night, that game, second game in that series, 6:30, will go on the air about 6:15.
Here's the pitch from Martin. Breaking ball, swung on, fouled out of play. Count remains, two balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter steps back in here. Crowd starting to pick up over here. 2-2 pitch. Outside. Three balls, two strikes now. To the leadoff hitter, Jeremy Noe. Here's the wind and the 3-2 pitch by Martin on the way. Strike three called. Strikeout number two for Martin. And it brings up the top of the order, Dylan McCrary, the left fielder. Wide out to center, his first time up. He's 0-1. If they'll bring me strawberries, they can all sit in front of me. It'll be all right. I'm good. I'm just kidding, guys. Just kidding. Dylan McCrary steps in there. Right-handed batter. Hunter Martin kicks and fires. Swung on. Pretty well hit, but right side, first baseman Reynolds has it for out number two. Boy, that sounded better than what it really turned out to be, Brian.
Well, McCrary had a hard hit ball back in the first as well. Fly ball to center field. It was pretty well stroked around the 375 mark. Gathered up there by Johnson.
Brings up Connor Boyd, singled in the first. 1-for-1 on the evening. John Diggins, Brian Barrett. Brian will be taking over in the fourth inning. Going to have to get some runs, Brian, for somebody. Breaking ball in there, a beauty. And it's 0-1. And that usually happens when you take over. Look, eight-run innings, things like that.
Well, you had the longest inning ever recorded on the radio last week.
Pitch. Oh, no. I think you and I had that maybe last year or 2 years ago. Maybe at this ballpark. Was it Oakland Blackman?
May have been. I can't remember.
I know it was an extra inning affair, but it may be the longest inning, yeah. Five pitching changes. There's a shot to third. Beautiful play. Lane up with it. In time. What a play by Austin Lane.
Tagged him out over there.
Yeah, beautiful play. Connor Boyd robbed of a base hit by Austin Lane. No runs, no hits, and nobody left. We've completed 2.5. Our score, Smyrna nothing, Blackman nothing.
This is Chuck Lewis with First Bank. If you're like me with a child graduating soon, you want them to succeed at the next level. With our First Rewards checking account, they'll be able to access their funds with unlimited ATM refunds at any ATM in the U.S. There is no minimum balance requirement or monthly service charge to keep up with, so they can focus on the challenges at hand. So whether you're graduating and ready to get smart with your money, come see us at First Bank, where you matter most. Member FDIC.
AG Sporting Goods is the place to go for all your sports needs, from apparel with name brands like Under Armour and Nike to team equipment. AG's on Mercury Boulevard is the name Rutherford County has trusted for over 45 years. AG Sporting Goods, helping your sports is our business.
While being in the big city has its advantages, we do things a little different out here at Las Casas Feed Supply. This is Coy Young at Las Casas Feed Supply on Barlow Lane. From farmers to those with a couple of pets, we serve all animals, big and small. Las Casas Feed Supply, take highway 96 to Old Jefferson Pike, turned by Las Casas Baptist. We're less than a mile on the right on Barlow Lane.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports is brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, not by John Dinkins, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tax Service, and AG's Sporting Goods. And don't forget, read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at murfreesboropost.com. Scores and standings for middle and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post.
Well, it always comes up this way. A guy makes a great play, and he leads off the next inning. Austin Lane may have just robbed a hit of Boyd. Here's a swing and a strike called, 0-1. Lane was up when the runner was caught stealing. That was Fleener down at third. Damon Shaw, third inning of work, pitches into the dirt. A ball and a strike to Lane. Lane followed by Skipworth and Hamby. First three to face the left-hander Shaw. They have him as pitching no hits, but I gave him a hit on that ball to that bunt. There's a swing and a miss.
They didn't score it at all. I think you're right.
Yeah, I believe it is a hit, though. We're going to give him a hit. So one hitter for Damon Shaw so far. That is the third strikeout for Damon Shaw. He's moving right along here. Got a little bit of trouble in the second. Brings up Clay Skipworth, who popped out to the first baseman in the first. He's 0-1. No score. Bottom of the third. One out. Pitch to Skipworth. That one must have been outside. One ball, no strikes. Smyrna 2-4 in district play. Blackman 0-6 in the district. Shaw gets the sign. Here's the pitch. That one just missed inside. Two balls, no strikes. Softball turning down there. And the pitch is outside. Three balls, no strikes. Mr. Hackney tells me he can see the scoreboard from where he's sitting, so I won't have to give him any scores, but he's going to send me some. The game just underway. Riverdale softball, Blackman softball. About 5 minutes into it. And a walk to Skipworth. Might not have been a bad idea to walk Skipworth. Hamby, the batter, grounded to the pitcher in the first. He's 0-1. So Skipworth down there at first base with one away. Base runners in every inning, Brian, but nobody scored yet.
Well, it's kind of been one of those, what do you call it, a cat and mouse kind of game
so
far.
There's a shot through the left side. A single for Hamby, and runners are at first and second and one out. So Hamby gets the second Blackman hit. That brings up Will Snyder. As they say in the old game, ducks on a pond for Will Snyder. Reached on an error in the first. He's 0-1. Right-handed batter getting ready to step in against Damon Shaw. Takes a couple of breaths. Now it gets into the batter's box. Meat of the order here for Blackman. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Shot to short. Flipped to second one. On to first. Two. It's a double play, and Damon Shaw gets out of it on a 6-4-3 double play. No runs, a hit, and two left. We have completed now three innings of play. It's Smyrna nothing, Blackman nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball, and coming up, it's Brian Barrett on the play-by-play. Stay with us.
Cash in on savings with Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. This is Terry Haynes. For a limited time only, receive $25 trade-in for every old window you replace, and that's not all. You can receive $75 for every old door you replace, too. Visit our showroom for all types of styles, products, and glass options from Sun Windows and Doors.
For more information, call 893-1515. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company is a member of TVA's Qualified Contractor Network. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, the people you know, the people you trust.
We're talking with Mike Lanning at Briggs Barbecue on Memorial by the VA and on Warrior Drive just off South Church Street. And Mike, you can come in two or three times a week and not have the same thing.
We have some people that come in here twice a week knowing that they can get something different. I have one guy come in here from Texas, and he travels, and he told me we had the best ribs he had this side of Texas. It just takes one time, and I think they'll come back constantly.
893-1100, or better yet, stop by Briggs Barbecue on Memorial and Warrior Drive.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Since 1924, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field. Whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture, TOA is here for you online at TOA.com. Anthony Strickland going to lead off for Smyrna, and here with the play-by-play story is Don Sutton.
Thanks, Jim.
Always wanted to say that.
He looks at one outside.
That's you, Brian. You, yes. Brian Barrett. Yeah, okay.
Brian Barrett, yes. Anthony Strickland's looking at an 0-1 count, and the second one from Martin gets up about his eye level. So Martin is behind to the batter, Anthony Strickland. Gross and Bay all do up here. Wind and the pitch swung on, liner into right field, and a base hit. So a leadoff single for Strickland, and a good way if you're a Smyrna Bulldog fan to get this thing started here in the fourth.
Love that way he did that. Ball was pitched to the outside. He didn't try to pull it, just went that way, and a solid single to right field. Fourth hit for Blackman, by the way. I mean, make that Smyrna. They've been challenging every inning.
Gross hit into inning ending for 6-3 double play back in the first, and they had two on after back-to-back hits. He's hoping to place this one somewhere. Martin, first pitch, swung on, fly ball, center field, going way back, going back to the wall is Johnson. It's going to be a stand-up double for Tyler Gross. I thought that one had a shot of going out of here. It's right at the 375 mark.
Well, he hit it to the deepest part of the park, Brian, and that's the only reason I think they did keep it into the ballpark. He really hit that, and the wind was blowing out that way.
It's about 20 feet shallower in the alleys.
Got it up a little bit in the air a little bit.
Yeah. Wind could have had an effect on that one, too. Nonetheless, well stroked, and two out, or nobody out here, and two on. So a big opportunity here for the Smyrna Bulldogs, and Zach Bay stands in, left-handed batter, facing the right-handed pitcher, Hunter Martin.
All he's got to do is try to hit it to the right side. That's his plan.
Brown with the sign. Here's the pitch. It is low.
Wants to find something that he can pull, Brian, to the right side, get that run in. Strickland can run very well.
Martin with a uniform adjustment. Look at his catcher, Brown, and now here's the stretch and the pitch. Swung on, chopper. Going to be stopped there by Martin, but it gets by him. Now they're coming home with it. The play is out of there. So Gross from second was coming home and was thrown out. Bay is at first on the fielder's choice. Strickland is down at second, so you replace second and third with first and second. And that's a big defensive play by the Blackman Blaze.
Well, that was a great throw, too. I mean, he had to fire it home, and really just a good job there by Alex Brown to hold on to that ball.
Brings up Josh Adams, 0 for 1 this afternoon. Look back at second. Here's the wind and the pitch. This fastball gets away. One ball, no strikes the count.
Another break for Blackman as Gross didn't move to third on that play either.
Runners at first and second for the Bulldogs of Smyrna High School. Wind in the pitch, this one outside. So Martin is behind the batter, Josh Adams. Corey Comer, who had a screaming double in the second, is taking his warm-up swings in the on-deck circle. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Same play, same result, outside and low. They do have a bag to put him on, but we'll juice up the bases here. Martin will look back at second. Here's the wind. And the pitch outside. They called one of those a strike in there. Might have been the last one. 3-1 now the count. Adams stands in. Right-handed batter looking at the right-handed Hunter Martin. The 3-1 pitch. High. And Adams takes first on a base on ball. Strickland will go to third. Bay will go to second. And the bases are loaded. Full of Bulldogs for Corey Comer. Another double by him would really open up things for Smyrna High. And Barry Vedder knows it, too. Only one out.
Well, let's see if the infield comes in here with one out. Gross is at third. He is the first baseman, so you don't expect him to have blazing speed down there, but they might go home with it.
Oakland Smyrna in softball, scoreless after the first on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Shortstop and second baseman are back. The third baseman and first baseman are in. So if it comes to either corner, they're going to go home with it.
First pitch swung on, fouled back this way. Going to fall harmlessly behind us.
Are you sure? Okay. I lost it. I was ducking.
I watched it until it cleared my head, okay. And I knew I'd be safe.
I was ducking.
Didn't know about you.
Underneath the table there. Golden opportunity here for Smyrna. Hunter Martin in a heap of trouble.
Comer fouled back the first one. The second offering from Hunter Martin. Here it is. Swinging. The throw down to first. He's back in time.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, Brian, after one inning in softball, Blackman 1, Riverdale nothing. That's after one.
That one is just a few skips away from us right here at Blackman High School. Blackman hosting Riverdale in softball just across the way. Martin ready to deliver the 0-2 pitch to Comer. Looks like a high curveball, didn't get down. Trying to get that one to break, maybe. Bases loaded. One out. Martin, the long look in to Alex Brown, gets the sign, and here's the pitch. In there for a strike called. And when he needed it, he got a big one. Strikeout number 4 for Hunter Martin. Two away now, Austin Barrett. He had a pretty well-hit ball to center field, too.
That was a beautiful pitch, though. That thing dropped into the strike zone right at the last second.
Last hope to keep it going is Austin Barrett. Line for Martin. The pitch swung on, liner into right field, and just foul. By, what, 2 or 3 feet out there?
Any relation, Austin?
Don't think so. Sure we're all related.
He looks like a pretty good athlete. Probably not. I don't know, though. Mickey was a great athlete, and that's your brother.
There was a big write-up in the Wilson Post about his daughter, Tori, who plays for the Mount Juliet softball team. She had a big grand slam, I think it was.
Wow.
Win a game for Mount Juliet.
They're pretty good, aren't they?
Yep.
Mount Juliet always had a good softball team, haven't they?
Pitch a little high. Yeah, and the former coach from Lebanon High School is now their head coach over there. Did you hear about Larry Joe Inman?
No.
He's going to TSU, coach the TSU women.
Wow.
Former Lady Raider coach. Swung on, fly ball, and speared out there by Logan Fleener, who was ranging in to his left to make the big catch, and that is going to end the thread here for the Bulldogs in the fourth. No runs. There were two hits, and there were three big Bulldogs left out there on base. We're going to the bottom of the fourth. Your score still 0-0, Blackman Smyrna.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people, the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over three decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air. And here to take you to the fourth, the bottom of the fourth, Milo Hamilton.
Thanks, Skip. Well, did they ever work
hey,
together?
Rest in peace. Milo and Skip, no. Ernie and Skip,
that's right.
You know, that's funny. They're both gone, and Skip and Ernie. And listen to them for years. Milo is retiring this year. He's the broadcaster for the Houston Astros. Been there like 35 years. He was with the Braves in 66.
Yeah. Wow. 1-0 pitch swung on by Johnson. They have named the broadcast booth when they're doing the radio broadcast, the Ernie Johnson Radio Network or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Swung on, fouled back this way. Jim and Don sound much better now that the Braves have won five than they did after they lost four.
That's the truth.
I think they were a little worried. 1-2 pitch, this one inside, as Johnson has to scoot out of the way of it.
Well, I was listening back in 88 when they lost 10 in a row. Those weren't good times.
2-2 pitch. Here it is, swing and a miss, and a strikeout for Damon Shaw of Johnson. And that is his fourth. Brings up Ian Mitzfield. Mitzfield will be followed by
Mitzfield.
Huh?
Mitzfield.
Mitzfield?
Yes, mom's right here telling me exactly how to pronounce that.
We'll call him Ian, the DH. First pitch is low to him.
Flying out in the second.
Cleaner would be up next here. Five hits for the Bulldogs, two hits for the Blackman Blaze, but nobody scored in this one. Mitzelfeld watches this one outside. Count, two balls, no strikes. Shaw takes the mound. Look in to Jeremy Noe, the catcher. The wind and the pitch from the lefty outside. Big week of baseball here. John and I will be together tomorrow night over at Middle Tennessee Christian School for their game with Eagleville and the Siegel-Oakland series finale from Oakland on Wednesday. Fly ball by Mitzelfeld. And a nice diving catch by Austin Barrett from right field, and he took a couple of tumbles, but he did make that catch. Acrobatic catch at that. Fly out by Mitzelfeld, and now two away. Logan Fleener, the last hope for the Blaze here in the bottom of the fourth. Shaw with the pitch, and now he delivers it, fouled back this way by Fleener. Fleener just trying to put the pipe on it.
Good job, Pete. All right, come on, Lowe.
Logan stands in now. And the 0-1, here it is. In there, strike called. Come on, Logan. He winds and delivers. This
one,
a little low.
I can throw to you.
Like a curveball there. 1-2 pitch, upcoming to Fleener. Outside, evens the count at two apiece. Turned out to be a very nice day. Had some rain this morning. The field looks great here. I have the infield covered, so very good night for baseball. 2-2 pitch, fastball, swung on, fouled away. We'll do this 2-2 thing all over again. Fleener trying to keep this inning going here. Shaw, the wind and the pitch, has to get out of the way of this one. Count goes full now to Logan Fleener. Payoff pitch, here it is, swung on, fly ball. It's going to be in fair territory. Drifting over is Austin Barrett to make the easy out. Well, the Blackman Blaze go 1-2-3 here in the fourth. We head to the fifth with your score, 0-0, Blackman Smyrna.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. You can also have your monthly bank statement sent directly to your email. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. Come and see for yourself why there's a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's food like Grandma used to make, the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.
When you think about Southern eating, you usually think about the meat and three, your fried chicken, your white beans, potatoes, macaroni and cheese. So we just wanted to keep that Southern tradition alive.
That's Ricky Turner of the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike.
We do three different meats and six different vegetables every day.
The Cedar Bucket Restaurant, lunch and dinner, Monday through Friday, breakfast on Saturday and Sunday lunch. The Cedar Bucket.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports podcast online. 0-0 Smyrna Blackman, Brian.
It's 5-0 Riverdale over Laverne after three, and that's baseball. In softball, it's Smyrna 2, Oakland 1. That's at the end of the first on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. First pitch to Jeremy Noe from Hunter Martin. Sails low and outside. Martin now in his fifth inning of work. Swung on the second pitch. Fly ball left field. Going back toward the wall. Going way back. Gets out of here. Jeremy Noe breaks open this scoreless game with a solo shot to left field.
Oh, you just kept thinking somebody was going to crack one tonight. There was a couple of them that went out there deep, and you just kind of had the feeling with the wind blowing that way, somebody would make up a mistake. That was a high fastball that he got a hold of, and he ripped it.
Well, the first score of the game comes on a home run. Now Dylan McQuarrie, 0-2.
Really the first mistake by either pitcher.
It's been a pretty good one here to that point from both pitchers. Martin with this one outside. Now you got to kind of regroup. Sometimes those long balls can get to a pitcher. Here's the wind and the pitch. McQuarrie showed bunt. Watch this one sail outside. Two balls, one strike. That is the count to Dylan McQuarrie.
Ooh, I just got a text
would
too.
Be next.
Jeez, I didn't even say it.
Lined in the pitch, this one inside. Mr. Rick Powell joining us here Watch a little baseball tonight. He probably liked that solo shot over the left field fence.
I bet he did.
Pitch outside and lost him on walks. So McCreary is going to first base with a base on balls, and that would be the second given up by Martin. Brings up Connor Boyd, who singled. He's one for two today.
I'll have a little talk, settle him down out of here. Tune in next time for the First Bank pregame show. Coming up is the Prentice Also Heating and Air postgame show. We'll have the Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. We'll have the Midas shift change of the game, and we'll also have the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. And you're just got all into that. I mean, you are really getting some scores tonight. Wow.
Getting a few. Also getting some negative texts. Your wife must have been listening earlier, apparently.
You know, you just never know about her when she's going to be listening. You just have to be real careful, and that's why I never say anything ugly on the air about her.
Well, you just wait till we're off the air.
You know, I didn't say anything.
Oh, mercy. Connor Boyd. Long conference out there, and ump went out and broke that up.
He got robbed by Austin Lane on a tremendous play to his right over the third base bag last time up.
Tough part of the order with nobody out coming up here. Swung on the first pitch. Single into right field. McQuarrie rounds first and now headed toward.
Perfect standing hit and run. Up. Perfect hit and run. Runner was going, and Boyd hit it right through the hole.
So Boyd at first, McQuarrie at third, runners on the corners, nobody out for Anthony Strickland, who is two for two. He singled in both innings. And then Tyler Gross, before that home run, had the hardest hit of the game. Here's the first pitch from Martin to Anthony Strickland. And this one drifts a little low, below the knee. Runners on the corners for the Smyrna Bulldogs. Martin with the 1-0 pitch, swung on, chopped foul down the first baseline. Dribbles just past the dugout.
A little bit of an in-and-out swing there by Strickland. Kind of jammed him, but he tried to go to the right side with it.
Count even at 1-1 now. Martin has slowed the pace considerably. Gets the pitch he wants, now delivers. Ball just misses. Count goes to 2-1. Baseball tomorrow, baseball Wednesday, softball Thursday. That's the plan this week, and looks like the weather's going to cooperate. 2-1 pitch inside. Blackman got out of a bases loaded situation last inning. I believe it was last inning, wasn't it? Yep. 3-1 pitch for Martin. It's going to be foul tipped.
Had the green light there. Strickland looking for a pitch that he could control and fouled it off.
Riverdale leading in their game tonight. If they beat Laverne, they'll go to 7-0. Siegel and Oakland scoreless there in the 2-3 seat. So Oakland's got a chance to climb up in the district standings, and Siegel, of course, wants to stay there. They dropped their last game of that series with Laverne, so nothing's a given in this district race. Martin, the throw back over to first, and back easily is Boyd. Laverne sitting in fourth right now, tied with Smyrna, and their Smyrna-Laverne series is Saturday, Monday, Tuesday this next week. I think they've got a little prom stuff going on. Swing and a miss. Coming up empty is Hunter Strickland on a big cut. Throw down to first not going to be in time, but a strikeout when Hunter Martin needed it, and he got it, his fifth of the afternoon. But it does not get much easier. Tyler Gross hit into a 4-6-3 double play in the first, doubled in the fourth, but was thrown out at home. He's a right-handed batter. First pitch swinging. Chopper picked up by Schneider at short. The throw to second. On to first. It is not in.
Trying to do some damage control. That had just a few too many hops for Snyder to try to turn that the best he could, but just a
he took something off this time. It sails high. Two balls, no strikes. Two out now. Well, looked like it could be a big for Martin. If he can get one more out, it's much more manageable than it could have been. Swung on and speared out there by Austin Lane at third. He had to range to his left to make that play. Five unassisted on the putout. So that is going to end the Smyrna thread here. There were two runs on two hits, and there was one Smyrna Bulldog left. Your new score here on State Farm Prep Baseball, 2-0 Smyrna. We go to the bottom of the fifth after this break.
We do all of our on-site repairs at all three of our locations versus you mailing your phone off and being without it. This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We want to keep you talking and keep you happy. We do on-site phone repairs. We give you loaner phones if necessary to keep you going while we get the phone swapped out or help you with insurance claims. So it's kind of nice to have an on-site repair center. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
No one likes a hot car. This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
This is Eric. If your AC is on the fritz, let us check your climate control system.
For just $99.99, we will not only check for leaks, Freon levels, and get your system cooling properly,
but we'll also change your oil and rotate your tires, all for just $99.99.
Stop in to see us at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust a Midas touch.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by State Farm agent Andy Womack, located at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Andy Womack, 890-0850.
Andy Womack, new to our sponsors, along with State Farm. We appreciate all of them. Welcome back to Andy Womack. Been a longtime supporter of local sports. First pitch swung on by Alex Brown, and it's going to be the shortstop, Boyd, making the play. So a fly out. First pitch. Brown was trying to lay the pipe on it.
Well, that was a well-hit ball. Good play there by Boyd.
Austin Reynolds struck out in the second and takes a strike.
Now, Damon Shaw with a two-run lead has a little bit of cushion here where he can just kind of throw some strikes and not try to walk anybody.
Shaw goes outside with this one. Smyrna's two runs on seven hits, one of those a solo homer. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, chopped foul into the Smyrna dugout. Be retrieved and snagged. Thrown back out there by Cody Swafford, who came in from the dugout. Shaw's going to step off the mound now. Reynolds takes a brief sabbatical. Now everybody's in. Pitch is outside. Reynolds does not chase. Wind in the pitch. This one is outside.
Crowd thought it was a strike. I kind of did too.
Count goes full now. Here's the payoff from Shaw. Outside, and he does walk him. And that, I believe, is the second time tonight, third time tonight, that he's walked. Austin Lane is going to be batted for here, it looks like. And it's Harrison Hovatter. And John, that was Nick Carter, who walked, by the way. So back-to-back pinch hitters for the Blackman Blaze. Hovatter fouls this one back into the screen. I want to give Caleb Harrison his, I'm sorry, Carter, Nick Carter, his due here on the radio tonight. First base runner in at least an inning. This pitch in there to Hovatter. And Shaw is ahead of Hovatter, 0-2. A few clouds creeping back in as the night sets. Pitch low. Thought Carter may have been going over there at first, but he's back. Hovatter is a righty. Facing the lefty, Shaw. Trying to get the curveball in there. It doesn't. 2-2 now. That went a little high, about just above the belt. Look over at first by Shaw. The stretch and the pitch. Fly ball, center field. Drifting back under it. Out there is Strickland. And makes the catch. So a fly out for Hovatter. Second one of the inning. And we go back to the top of the order in Skipworth. Popped to first and walked in the third. That's a young man that may be due. One on. The inning for the Blackman Blaze. No runs, no hits. There was a walk, and there was one Blackman Blaze left. Well, we've got five in the books. It's 2-0 Smyrna. When we come back, John Dinkins will take you the rest of the way here on State Farm Prep Baseball.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents. Solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids. And it's far deeper than the coaching on the field or teaching in the classroom.
MTCS.
For the best selection of Blue Raider gear in the borough, you need to check out Lightning's Locker Room. They're on Ridgely Road or online at lightningsmockeroom.com. John Brockwell has a showroom full of blue and white gear, shirts, tees, hats, and many items I'd challenge you to find anywhere else, and I know you won't find them at a better price. Lightning's Locker Room off-campus location, 910 Ridgely Road, turned between Chewy's and Chili's off Broad Street, a division of Ideas Tees. Lightning's Locker Room.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
For over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal online at TOA.com. John Dinkins here to take you the rest of the way. The Bulldogs lead it 2-0, John.
All right, thank you, Brian. 2-0 is right. Smyrna leading. Two-hitter by Damon Shaw so far. Hunter Martin has given up 7 hits. He's still on the mound for the Blaze. And a 1-1 count to Josh Adams leading it off here in the sixth. He'll be followed by Corey Comer and then Austin Barrett. Here's the wind of the pitch, swing and a miss. 1-2. To third baseman Josh Adams. Martin kicks and fires. Breaking ball. Brown couldn't hold on. He swung and missed, but Brown couldn't hold on. Christian School today, 5-2. Riverdale leading Laverne 5-0 in baseball. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. This time Brown does hold on. And it's the fifth strikeout for Hunter Martin. Brings up Corey Comer, who has doubled and struck out. He's 1-for-2. Ball gets away and they retrieve it. 2-0, Smyrna, going for win number 3 in the district. Nobody on, one out. Martin kicks and fires. Breaking ball, back him up, and it's inside. 1-0. 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Smyrna. 2 hits, 0 errors for Blackman. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fastball, fouled away, out of play. Comer going to step back in there now. Slightly open stance. Here's the pitch. Settles outside. Here's the pitch from Martin on the way. Swung on, popped back out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Braves baseball to follow this broadcast as soon as we get out of here. From Atlanta. Here's the 1-2 pitch on the way. Almost hit him. 2-2. Barrett in the on-deck circle, and in the hole is Jeremy Noe, who has hit a home run. Curve ball struck him out. Caught looking, and that is the 6th strikeout for Hunter Martin. Shame somebody's got to lose this game. It's been well played and well pitched. Two away, top of the 6th. Austin Barrett steps in, flied out and lined out. Here's a pitch, ground ball, 2nd base. Up with it is Spleener, throw to 1st, and plenty of time for out number 3. No runs, no hits for Smyrna. 3 up, 3 down. We go to the bottom of the 6th. It's Smyrna 2, Blackman nothing. And you're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley. If you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change. Which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up. Like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been matched by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage brought to you in part by Ideas Tees. Operators of Lightning's Locker Room, they bring you this half inning located at 910 Richley Road. Turn off broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Put your logo on just about anything, screen printing and embroidery at Ideas Tees. Our game brought to you also in part by Hodge Construction Services, Paleo's Grill on Broad Street, Midas of Murfreesboro, and Franklin's Printing. Don't forget coming up the Prentice Salsa Heating and Air postgame show. With your Loveless Fine Photography, players of the game, Midas of Murfreesboro, shift change of the game, stats, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and more, John.
Heath Hamby to lead off the... ...to the bottom of the sixth. Our broadcast schedule tomorrow night, Brian and I will be at Middle Tennessee Christian School. We'll get into single A with Eagleville and Middle Tennessee Christian. Pitch is a strike call to Hamby. That will start at 6:30, and the pregame show will start at 6:15, so you get a little extra time tomorrow night, Brian.
Yes.
Don't have to be in such a hurry. Siegel at Oakland will be there at 6 o'clock on the 18th, and then on Thursday, Rafferty and I will be doing Siegel at Blackman Softball at 6:30. So a lot of baseball and softball coming up for you this week on WGNS. 1-1 count to Hamby. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Had a cut. And he's out in front. One ball, two strikes. Two hitter going so far for Damon Shaw. He leads it 2-0. The Bulldogs had a rough, I think, what, second inning maybe? And other than that, he's pitched very, very well. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Just missed.
Well, he's only given up those two hits. And that one hit in the second. One hit in the third. He second inning, he faced four. Last inning, he faced, you know, he hasn't faced more than four batters in any inning.
Here's the pitch. Swung on. High chop. Great play. There's a long throw to first. Is in time. Josh Adams stayed with that ball and made a nice play to retire Heath Hamby. 5-3 on the put out. That brings up Will Snyder. The shortstop reached on an error and grounded it into a double play. He's 0-2.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. After five innings of play, Oakland leads Siegel 3-1. And in softball, that's baseball, by the way, it's 4-2 Oakland over Smyrna in softball. That's in after the end of two.
That's a big series for Oakland.
Oh, sure. You know,
they sweep them. That really tightened up that second spot. Here's the pitch outside.
Well, they sweep them.
One ball, one strike.
They could, I mean, they're only two games back. Yeah. If they sweep them,
they'll
be in second.
Shaw gets the sign. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball second. Nice hop for Corey Comer. Throw to first in time. And that retires Will Snyder, 4-3, and that brings up Chance Johnson. Struck out twice, he's 0-2.
It's Riverdale leading Laverne 8-1 in baseball, the top of the sixth, and a recap of the score, or no, a new score from Smyrna. Oakland 6, Smyrna 2 in softball.
There's a fly ball, center field. Strickland races over to get it. A three-up, three-down inning for Damon Shaw. We've completed six. It's still Smyrna 2, Blackman nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student athletes.
This is Chuck Lewis with First Bank. If you're like me with a child graduating soon, you want them to succeed at the next level. With our First Rewards checking account, they'll be able to access their funds with unlimited ATM refunds at any ATM in the U.S. There is no minimum balance requirement or monthly service charge to keep up with, so they can focus on the challenges at hand. So whether you're graduating or ready to get smart with your money, come see us at First Bank, where you matter most. Member FDIC.
get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Las Casas Feed Supply, Winners Trophies, Cellular Concepts, and Prentisalsa Heating and Air.
Smyrna leads off here in the top of the seventh, and it will be Jeremy Noe, who hit a home run in the fifth. He's also struck out. He's 1-for-2. Difference in the game as Smyrna leads it 2-0. Pitch is outside. 1-1. One more shot for the Blaze, Brian, and they're going to have Mitzelfeld, Fleener, and Brown. And swung on and missed. Big cut by Jeremy Noe, who lined one over the center field wall. He really smoked that thing left center.
Well, Smyrna might not care for a little insurance here either.
Here's the pitch. And a strike three called. And Hunter Martin has got 7 strikeouts on the diet. And the second time he's gotten Jeremy Noe. Brings up Dylan McCrary, top of the order. Walked in the fifth. He's popped up and he's flied out. He's 0-for-2. He has scored the second Smyrna run. Pitch by Martin. Curveball in there for a strike. Nipped the outside corner. 0-1. 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Smyrna. No runs, 2 hits. No.
You know what?
Martin kicks and fires. Fastball low. 1-1. Smyrna trying to get that third district win. Big series for them. Here's the pitch. Turned a bunt. Took it for a ball. 2-0.
Go, Hunter! Go, Hunter!
Back, get him, Hunter.
Martin gets the sign from Alex Brown. Here's the wind and the 2-1 pitch. Swung on. Fly ball. Center field. Over comes Chance Johnson. He's got it. Took about 3 steps. Makes the catch for out number 2. So McCrary flies out. That brings up Connor Boyd, who has singled twice and has grounded to third. He's 2-for-3. Had a perfect hit and run in that fifth inning. That really kind of opened up that second run that Smyrna scored. Martin winds and fires. Curveball in there for a strike, 0-1. 2 out here in the seventh. Martin kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. We'll make that foul back. Hit the screen. 0-2. Tomorrow night, Middle Tennessee Christian School and Eagleville at Middle Tennessee Christian School. That'll be a really big battle. 5-2 winners, Eagleville tonight over the... And goes down Connor Boyd with strikeout victim number 8 for Hunter Martin. Nice performance by Hunter Martin as he goes 7 tonight and gives up 2 runs. We go to the bottom of the 7th. Smyrna leads it, however, 2-0.
For decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by Agent Jeannie Allman at 125 Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial Boulevard. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, 896-2013. Tonight's game presented by Prentisalsa Heating and Air, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Smyrna Bowling Center, Bob Parks Realtor, Sinette P., and the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Last hope here for the Black Blaze, John.
It looks like Hunter Martin is going to bat here in the seventh. His first plate appearance. Here's the wind by Sean. The pitch swung on and missed. 0-1. Martin, Fleener, and Brown. Shaw. Down low. One ball, one strike.
Central Magnet Soccer defeated DeKalb County, or it's at the half. 1-0 at the half. Well, Central
Martin fouls it out of play. One ball, two strikes. Martin pitched well. Seven innings. Two runs, seven hits, one error. He's batting here in the seventh. Here's the wind and the pitch by Shaw. Tried to nip the corner, misses outside. Two balls, two strikes. It has been a pitching duel tonight, and Shaw has pitched well. There's a bouncer to the mound. Shaw fires to first for out number one. So the first out, which is always a big one here in the seventh, and brings up Logan Fleener, who walked and flied out. He's 0 for 1. Damon Shaw, two outs away from a complete game and two outs away from a shutout. Gets the sign from No. Here's the pitch. Sails high on him. One ball, no strikes. Fleener trying to get something started here for the Blaze in the seventh. 2-0 Smyrna. The pitch. There's a strike called right at the knees. One ball, one strike.
Well, both of these pitchers really pitched gems tonight, I think.
Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball sails outside. Two balls, one strike. Shaw looks in at the sign. The wind and the 2-1 pitch. Fastball swung on, fouled away, out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Smyrna going for their 12th win of the season and their third district win. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, high chopper to first. Gross picks it up, runs to the bag, beats him by a step. Fleener retired, one unassisted. Make that three unassisted. So there tonight is Alex Brown.
Thought it was going to be sharp. I thought he might have flipped that ball over to him, but he decided he wanted to make the out.
Nothing here in the bottom of the seventh.
On AB.
Shaw kicks and fires. Swung on, line to short and speared by Connor Boyd to end the ball game. What a beautiful play going to his right by Connor Boyd. So Brown, who hit the ball twice tonight, right on the nose, only has one hit to show for tonight. The final, Smyrna wins it 2-0.